Alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. This Shabbos is called Shabbos Chazon. And over the course of the years, in the various kehillas, there were various menhugim visa matzachifiyat Shabbos Chazon. For instance, in Oibeland, hat man sich gefiert that they wore big deichol on the Shabbos and they sang luchadoidi with the niggun of Eili Tzion. By Chassidim Mitzat Shaini, the Shabbosim in the Yemai Bainam Tzurim were moided the Kederhoi ben the Shabbosim, as Evi Rapinchas Elkoritz schrapt, Rav Loch Sheves Ba'aymach Habuchu, Rav Loch, great is Yischar Sheves from the Shabbosim Ba'aymach Habuchu, when we are sitting in the valley of tears and sorrow, which is the valley which is considered the Bainam Tzurim are called the Ba'aymach Habuchu. We have to understand, what is the significance of the Simcha and the Shabbos? Isn't it Shabbos Chazon? Isn't it the 9 days? But we'll preface this mit Ashtikl Tveir Shloime, was er schrabt of Shabbos Chazon. He brings the Pusik and Pashas B'chikoisai in the Teuchecha, that the Eibishter says, you have desecrated my Shmittas, is Ostir Tzehu Uretz HaShab Seseyu. You're going to be in Gula's Buvel 70 years because there are 70 Shmittas with yovels that Klal Yisrael were not Mekayim. So the Tfer Shloime takes this Pusik and touches Azoy Zis, like Tzadikim touch Psikim. He says, Os Tirtze, he says, the Eibishtet Nesratze Veren, it's going to be a Moiridike Eisrutzen, when Es Shapsoy Seyu Do Shabusim, which Shabusim, the Shabusim of the Yimai Bainam Tzurim. And he explains as follows. He says that we know that Bizman Shabbai Simigdashoy Yekayim, there was Hashruas Hashchina by Klal Yisrael, there was a Yichid, there was a connection of Klal Yisrael with the Bashefa. We saw the Nisim and the Basimigdash on a daily basis, and we knew that there is Hashruas Hashchina. The Eibishter Nebuch threw us out from Eitz Yisrael and put us into Gulas, and that Yichid of Klal Yisrael and Kitshe Brichi is not here anymore. It doesn't exist in our physical world that we can see it. Avada we believe in Zemanoch Kindelech mit der Eibishter, ki ani Hashem, Hashoichem itam besoich tamoysam, and whatever matzav yidin, the Eibishter is there with us. Gam ki eilech begeit salmovus lai ireru, ki ato imudi. But nevertheless, the physical, and to be able to see the yichid of v'usi li migdash v'shechanti besoichem leide leide kem in the zayn. But when Sekim Shabbos Koidish, what happened Shabbos Koidish? We say this in the Zemef and Kol Mekadai Shavi Friday night. Oy Havai Hashem, the Eibishter likes Hamachakim, those that are yearning Bebiyin Ariel to the Biyin by Samigdish. And Beyoim HaShabbos Koidish Sisi V'Simchi, and the Eibishter rejoices. What does one have to do with the other? Now the Svurim Zugin as follows. That Shabbos Koidish, we know that there is a yichid of the Eibishter with Klal Yisroel. The Eibishter and Klal Yisroel, we become one. We are the benzig of Shabbos Koidish, and Shabbos Koidish is the name of the Eibishter. The yichid is back together again. So the only time out of the 7 days of the week that the Eibishter has a whiff, as we can say, of being by Samigdish is Shabbos Koidish, when we have the yichid. Is a whole year, Zene Yidin, We're not sad a whole year. So Shabbosim are Shabbosim. The Shabbos reflects the week. If the week is besimcha, then the Shabbos is more besimcha. But what happens if the weeks are moiridik ba'atzvis, are moiridik trorig, and sad because of Chorban b'samigdash, like the Yimai Bainam Tzurim, then the Shabbos is the exact opposite. The simcha in Shabbos is so much more. Imagine a person wandering around, he's homeless, his house burnt down, and somebody takes him in and gives him a bed and a meal and a set of clean clothes. There's a moyedik simcha. Now, the person is still missing his home, but what happens if his host rejoices and plays v'mezuk symphony music and prepares a 7-course meal? That lifts up the spirits of his guest that is joining him. Kimto Shabbos Chazon zugen the Sfura Magdoshim, that Yidden, the more besimcha we are, the more we elevate the Eibishter, the more we sing Zemiris, and we sing a Kori Boin Ulam, and we say Lemekdusha Echtiv, and we have a yearning, but a Simcha Dika yearning, and we tell the Bashefer, Bashefer, we are still going to go home, Kan Yerushalayim, you're still going to come home to Yerushalayim, Ira Koidish. That instills in the Eibishter Moir Dika Simcha, that instills in the Eibishter a belief in Klal Yisrael that we still hope and we haven't given up from him and we are still yearning for the day that we will be going back to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Is you want to know when Os Tirtzeh Uretz, you want to know when the Eibishter is going to have a harutzah, an appeasement from what he destroyed Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Esap Sheiseyu, those Shabusim from the Yemai Bainam Psurim. So we're going into the Shabbos, we should take this into an account, that the more we are besimcha the Shabbos, the more simcha we give the Beshefer. How are we besimcha? We sing Zmiris, and we say the Chrizim, and Kol Mekadosh, and in Koriboin, and in other shtiklach that talk about being by Samigdish and the yearning of the by Samigdish. This gives the Eibishter moiridike chizik, and this is Menachem our Beshefer in Himmel. We should have a schir that we should be able to put a smile on the Beshefer's face. We should have a schir that we should be able to impress upon the Beshefer that we are really waiting for his return. And it's a mazoy chazam vitzadikim amgezuk mizal kenen huben afleishig etishabav. Hagitn Shabbos.